The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, like always on Monday, Chairman of the Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well this morning. How are you, sir?
I am wonderful. Thank you. So we had President Joe Biden over the weekend making a speech to a Democrat National Committee event claiming that in 41 states plus D.C., the average gasoline price is less than $2.99, when in fact AAA confirms it's actually $3.71. Then we had the vice president in a separate speech in Wisconsin saying that, hey, you don't have to change your faith or abandon your deeply held beliefs to agree that the government should not tell you whether you can have an abortion or not. So which one of those would you like to start with today, Mr. Chairman?
Well, I guess to begin with, we can start with the gas price fiasco there. I mean, we know anybody with any intelligence whatsoever, two or more brain cells to rub together, knows that the reason why gas prices have gone up the way that they've gone up is because of supply. You know, it's a supply and demand issue. Why do we have, we have higher demand. And, you know, coming out of COVID, that was to be expected. You know, the economy begins to pick back up. People kind of begin to get back to work, not so much in blue states as red states, but, you know, still more demand. Well, what's happened since Joe Biden has gone in the White House? They've restricted supply. So the first to begin with, you know, within several days, if I recall, of becoming president, he canceled the Keystone Pipeline, which would have opened up a great deal more supply coming down out of Canada. They have restricted greatly the amount of new leases that are available on public lands, you know, from Alaska all the way, you know, to the Midwest. They've put more onerous regulations on fracking, making it more expensive to actually pursue oil deposits, you know, within shale or oil within shale deposits, particularly in places like West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, places like that. So you're restricting supply. What happens? Prices go up. You know, I think it's an average of $1.25 to $1.50 higher now than when Joe Biden took office, and that's after coming off of the, you know, the shock of the early, you know, summer that we saw in some places approaching $5.
Yeah.
And now I think AAA confirmed last week that they think those prices now, that reduction such as it was, has bottomed out, and that now they expect them to begin to go higher again. So, again, it's a lack of understanding of supply and demand on their part. Consumers understand that. I mean, you see it every time we go to buy groceries now, higher gas prices impact everything. I mean, because, you know, the stuff we buy at the grocery store has to get moved from the producers to the stores. So it makes all of that go up collectively and hits all of our pocketbooks.
Yep. Chris Christie said yesterday on with George Stephanopoulos, and Donna Brazile was on the panel as well. Christie told the story of a farmer who he had spoken with recently, and he explained how his price of diesel fuel had gone up 222% and the cost of fertilizer almost 300%, and how, of course, his prices had gone up and how that's affecting people who are buying groceries. Now, Donna Brazile, when given her chance from George Stephanopoulos, she literally said that she thinks Joe Biden has done a fabulous job with the economy. A fabulous job.
You know, I'd really hate to see what she would consider to be an awful job. You know, so, I mean, this was a fabulous job. It's kind of like, you know, when Biden said that our, you know, our exit, the just disastrous exit from Afghanistan was a, quote, extraordinary success.
Yeah.
You know, where we had 13 Americans actually get killed trying to cover our backsides from, you know, essentially pulling out of Afghanistan and covering their, not only just essentially a retreat there, but, you know, getting Americans out, and they still, you know, have left now, according to the State Department itself, there's still thousands of Americans and folks with, you know, American green cards that are still stuck in Afghanistan. But it was an extraordinary success. So, you know, that's more of the same from this crowd who is, you know, don't believe me, or, you know, believe me, not your lying eyes, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it's to be expected. But over on the Kamala Harris front, you're talking about her thoughts on abortion, and that, you know, well, you can still hold your values and still think it's okay. You know, this is a party that has a problem, especially with many of its base voters who are African-American, who are, in many cases, more conservative than white Americans on the abortion issue. And it's an issue they don't like to talk about in that core community because it's hurting them. And now that the Dobbs decision has come down, you have more state legislatures around the country that are getting involved in, you know, the abortion issue in a more direct way, you're having that issue confront African-American voters more, and they're actually paying more attention to it and where their party stands on the issue. And that is not good for the Democrat Party at all.
Yeah. Well, and the latest ABC Washington Post poll, and this was what led to the conversation with Chris Christie, Donna Brazile, and George Stephanopoulos as he was having to announce the results. I mean, it shows that abortion is down the list below things like the economy. 89% said the economy is most important. Education at 77%. Yep. Inflation, 76% of those responding. People are concerned about immigration. And when you ask, according to ABC Washington Post, George Stephanopoulos confirmed it reluctantly yesterday, when asked which political party they trust better to handle some of these key issues, 52% are favoring Republican candidates. Only 38% said that they could strongly support their Democrat candidates. I got to say, we keep our head down, we keep focused, Mr. Chairman. Things are looking up.
Stay focused on what we know works, the fundamentals, and that's identifying our voters and helping to turn them out. We do that, you win. And that's every person listening here can still get involved in that. We've got, you know, 45 days to go, give or take. You can go to scgop.com/volunteer, find something to volunteer to do, whether it's be a poll watcher, knock doors, make phone calls. You know, our message works. Conservatism sells. If we stick with that message and we get our voters to the polls, we'll win. Nancy Pelosi will go to the retirement home, and I think we'll take back the Senate here in South Carolina. We'll pick up 5, maybe 6 state House seats and get a supermajority in the state House. A lot of county council level races all around the state, things that we can win and affect policy. And that's why we're here.
Yep. And that's what we have to do. Drew McKissick's always a pleasure. We'll talk again next Monday. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.